Abbott is scaling up access to new COVID-19 tests to help us get back to our lives with confidence. Another life-changing technology from Abbott. So you don't wait for life, you live it. Learn more at Abbott.com. Abbott, life to the fullest.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, September 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. The stock market has rallied, up nearly 50% since hitting bottom at the start of the pandemic in mid-March. That's been good news for market investors and many 401k accounts, but pension funds that had shied away from stocks for years missed the rally.
It really makes it much harder to meet future obligations and commitments so that all these, you know, police, fire, government workers can continue to get paychecks and benefits in retirement.
Reporter Greg Zuckerman will explain why many pension funds avoided buying stocks and still do. That's after the break.
Business Wars' newest season is all about pizza, as they explore the Domino's versus Pizza Hut rivalry and the special sauce that makes these global brands so successful. Pizza Hut and Domino's both started as small shops in the heartland of America, but when their businesses began to rise, they inspired a whole host of competitors to join the market, forcing both companies to innovate at a rapid pace. From competing home delivery models to direct pricing wars, Domino's and Pizza Hut have consistently led the way of a $100 billion industry. So which do you prefer, Pizza Hut or Domino's? Listen to the newest season of Business Wars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or listen ad-free on the Wondery app.
Stock market gains since the second quarter have helped some public pension funds partially offset steep losses suffered at the onset of the pandemic. But many funds that were reluctant to invest in stocks weren't able to capitalize on the market rally. Reporter Greg Zuckerman joins me to discuss. So, Greg, you know, stock markets were trending upward and hitting records before the coronavirus hit. Why would pensions have been phasing out stocks?
So pension funds have for years been wary of investing in the stock market. Part of it is they've shifted to so-called alternative investments. That's like private equity, venture capital, hedge funds, maybe excessively shifted there. They can have a steadier stream of returns. People get nervous about the stock market. Pension funds, although they're long-term investors, they can be very conservative investors. And over the years, they've been sold the argument that alternative investments are safer.
But since the Dow hit bottom in late March, it's up almost 50%. And still, some pension funds haven't returned to stocks.
Yeah, pension funds are still wary, continue to be wary of stock market. There are indications, though, they're starting to reconsider that position, partly because interest rates are so low. When bond yields around the world, over 80% of them yield under 2%, then it forces one to reconsider the position. If you're not going to be in stocks and you're not going to be in bonds, there's not many other options for you. So some of them are rethinking and considering whether to shift a little bit more, not going overboard, but a little bit more into stocks.
Can you give us an idea of the difference in performance between pension funds that have been buying stocks and those that have not?
The average pension fund has very little right now in stocks, broadly speaking. Back in 2013, it was about 52-53% of their portfolio was in stocks, but that's down today to about 47%. So they've really reduce their exposure, and it has hurt them as a result. Most of these funds have to hit a hurdle or a bogey rate, as they call it, of about 7%, and yet the returns just haven't been close to that, and it's partly because of that, their limited exposure to equities. The public pensions lost about 13.2% in the first quarter of 2020. They gained 11.1% in the second quarter, so that has been better.
Now, you mentioned a bogey rate. Can you explain what that is?
Sure. So pension funds have these streams of expenses that they have to pay out. It's everything from retirement of those on the pension, healthcare costs, etc. So they have to hit, or they're expected to hit, a certain rate, given that they sometimes will promise a certain rate to people that are on pensions. And again, that's about 7%.
Oh, okay. And, you know, bonds have traditionally been an investment vehicle for pension funds, but they haven't really been all that attractive as of late.
Historically, bonds are not a bad place for conservative investors. They have a steady stream of payments. They're safer than stocks. You know, there are things like junk bonds and corporate bonds, which have some risk, but treasuries and muni bonds are generally pretty safe. So it makes sense for conservative investors to be heavily into bonds. But where we are right now, with most every bond in the world yielding at really low rates. I mean, over 85% of all bonds outstanding in the Western world are under 2% yield. So it is really forcing all kinds of investors, including pension funds, to reconsider their strategies.
Now, in terms of the market rally, there have been some forces behind it we typically don't see.
So you are seeing individual investors more than ever play a big part of the market. We're talking about young individuals on apps, free trading apps like Robinhood. You're seeing others, hedge funds and others, get a little bit more into the stock market. So it makes sense that pension funds and university endowments should reconsider their position and consider whether they should be a little bit more in terms of equities in the market. And it is important to note that there are some pension funds that are more allocated to the stock market. And as you would expect, they've done really well. The Nevada Public Employees Retirement System, sort of known for being a little bit more of a iconoclast in some ways, and it is more involved in the stock market. About 42% of its holdings are just in the S&P 500, and overall, it's got an allocation of about 60% in stocks, which is much higher than all of its peers, and it's done well as a result. It was down about 10% in the first quarter, but it's rallied more than that in the second quarter. And overall, it's done really well in recent years. It's outperformed almost every other pension fund.
Was this any sort of a culture shock for some pensions? I mean, were they prepared for stocks to rise so dramatically in so little time?
Well, pension funds, they don't really try to make predictions necessarily on short-term performance of the stock market, and I don't think we really want them to either. But the whole historic sort of 60-40 allocation that we're all encouraged, generally speaking, as investors to have a broad allocation with about 60% equities, 40% in bonds, they've really veered away from that and been much more conservative. It's not a terrible position given that these are conservative institutions, but when they have to hit this 7% hurdle rate, it really makes it much harder to meet future obligations and commitments so that all these, police, fire, government workers can continue to get paychecks and benefits in retirement. I mean, you generally don't want pension funds rolling the dice and picking stocks necessarily, but I'm not sure you also want them to be so, have such little exposure to the equity market. Broadly speaking, you can't predict these things, and the equity market right now is quite expensive, but so are other kinds of investments, private equity and others. So you kind of want them a little diversified, a larger exposure to equities. It's not to say the market is going to keep going higher, and it's an expensive level right now, but the allocation they've got right now is quite low.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Greg Zuckerman. Greg, thanks for coming on the show.
Of course, it was a pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.